Aircheckdownloads.com.
From the Sky News Centre at 4.
Nikki Horn, Boom Radio.
So before that, from Sade, was Emerson, Lake and Palmer and Aaron Copland's Fanfare for the Common Man. I always remember one incident where John Peel played that one night. Driving home from my show, and his acidic comment after playing ELP was, "Well, that was a waste of talent and electricity," which I thought was really unfair. And Sade, the sweetest taboo, it's her birthday today. She was born on January the 16th, 1959. And a few months ago, the person who gave Sade her sound, her mixing engineer, Mike Pilar, a few months ago he died. And in fact, he and his wife were very good friends of me and my wife, Jenny. In fact, Jenny and Mike's wife play in the same string quartet. Anyway, since Mike's death, Sade has been incredibly supportive to Mike's wife and his two daughters. She has been supportive in every possible way. Sade really has been a rock to that family, so huge respect to her. This is Boom, and let's rock it up with Little Richard.
Well, it's Saturday night and I just got paid.
Life is what you make it. Talk, talk. I hope they copyrighted their name. And Little Richard. Now, Little Richard and James Brown crossed paths for the first time in a nightclub in Georgia called Bill's Rendezvous. At the time, James Brown was just getting started, and they became friends. So much so that Little Richard and James Brown eventually had the same management. And the reason I tell you that story is that we have James Brown in a couple of minutes.
Serving the United Kingdom, this is Boom Radio. Not from Broadcasting House, but from our houses.
It gives me special pleasure to play that today, because, as you may have read last week, John Fogerty regained control of his songs after 50 years of fighting. He's finally reunited with his songs, which are his kind of babies. And he had the help of the Eagles manager, Irving Azoff, who, let me tell you, is a fearsome negotiator. So Fogerty now owns all the rights, not just to his stuff, but to all of the Creedence Clearwater Revival material as well, which is great. So Monday evening from Boom, and because none of us want to live in a kind of musical mausoleum, we here on Boom, we don't just play the kind of music of our youth, but we also like to play new stuff that we think you'll like, because we boomers, we have always had through the years a kind of musical curiosity. And here's a band, a newish band that I really love. They're called First Aid Kit. Their new album Palomino is a triumph, and this is Fallen Snow. Lovely sound, isn't it? First Aid Kit and Fallen Snow. I was mentioning earlier that John Fogerty has now regained control of his Creedence Clearwater catalogue, and there's a huge amount, an obscene amount of money tied up in all of these catalogues and all of these rights. In fact, the next artist, Bruce Springsteen, sold his entire back catalogue late last year, and it netted him an estimated $550 million. And here's one of those songs in that gold mine. Number one album from Bruce Springsteen, born in the USA and my hometown. Boom on a Monday evening. Time now to dig out that rather tattered denim jacket, you know, the one that you had in your youth with those patches on it. See if you can also find your air guitar and play along with The Quo next.
We know you love Boom.
Nikki Horn. Boom Radio.
Aircheckdownloads.com.